Hey there, my amazing humans. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this wild ride we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like someone's got a permanent hold of your time and energy button, mashing it without asking? You know that feeling when Sunday rolls around, and instead of relaxation, you're already dreading the Monday grind? Well, friends, buckle up because today we're tackling something super important. Setting healthy boundaries to ditch those pesky stress monsters. Now, I know what you might be thinking, boundaries? Sounds stuffy, right? But trust me, it's not about being a control freak or shutting people out. It's about carving out space for yourself, protecting your energy, and ultimately, becoming the best version of you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your home and start raiding your fridge, would you? Boundaries are like those invisible walls that keep your emotional well-being safe and secure. So, what are some key takeaways to help you build these boundary superpowers? First up, know your limits. Seriously, figure out what drains you, what makes you feel resentful, and what simply isn't worth your precious time and energy. Do certain people or situations always leave you feeling depleted? Is there a particular task you consistently procrastinate because it feels overwhelming? Get real with yourself. Next, practice saying, no. I know, it can be scary at first. But remember, saying no to something doesn't mean you're being rude. It means you're prioritizing your well-being. Think of it as a gentle but firm redirection, like politely turning down that extra slice of cake when you're already feeling full. Communicate clearly. When setting boundaries, don't beat around the bush. Be direct and honest about what you need. For example, instead of saying, I might be busy, try, I'm unavailable on Tuesdays after 6 p.m. because I have a commitment. Clear communication prevents misunderstandings and fosters respect. Be assertive, not aggressive. Remember, boundaries are about protecting yourself, not attacking others. Stand your ground confidently but politely. Imagine it like having a shield. You're not trying to hurt anyone, you're simply deflecting negativity and preserving your energy. Finally, be consistent. This is key. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing practice. The more you reinforce them, the stronger they become. Think of it like building muscle. The more you exercise, the stronger you get. Ever felt overwhelmed by that constant pressure to say yes to everything? You know the feeling, like you're always playing catch-up and struggling to keep up with everyone else's expectations. Well, picture this. Sarah, a talented graphic designer, was constantly bombarded with requests from clients, colleagues, and even friends. She felt like she was drowning in work, barely finding time for herself. One day, after a particularly stressful week, Sarah decided enough was enough. She started setting boundaries, politely declining extra projects, delegating tasks to her team, and scheduling dedicated me time each week. The result? Not only did Sarah feel less stressed and more fulfilled, but her work quality actually improved. Listen up, because this is your life, your energy, your time, your decisions. You deserve to feel empowered, balanced, and in control. Setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's an act of self-love, a commitment to your well-being, and a crucial step towards living a happier, more fulfilling life. So, what are you waiting for? Start building those boundary superpowers today. Remember, small steps lead to big changes. Maybe start with saying no to one thing that feels draining this week, or schedule 30 minutes of me time every day. Celebrate each victory and keep pushing forward. You got this. Join the conversation on social media. Share your boundary-setting wins and challenges using hashtag SurvivingTheSundayScaries. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who prioritize their well-being and live life to the fullest. See you next time, and remember, every day is a fresh start, so make it count.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.